KMAN.
Going to have a little bit of open phone times with Dave and Kathy today. 537-1350, toll free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. But did want to mention, had an opportunity to visit with a professor at Kansas State University just a little more than an hour ago. He wasn't able to be on with us live, as he does teach courses at this time of day. But let's go ahead and listen back to that interview, and this might elicit some phone calls right there, talking, of course, about North Korea. And we now have with us Dr. Jeffrey Smith, cultural geography professor at Kansas State University, and really our expert when it comes to Korea. I know there's so much going on right now, Jeff, and I know that, of course, that trip full of what we could really almost call Cold War symbolism, the Vice President Mike Pence making an unannounced visit. And I mean, and things are just a little tense over there right now, and some of your thoughts about what's going on in Korea.
Yeah, that's exactly what I understand. Things have never been this tense since, ever. In fact, the tension in the past has usually been between directly North Korea and South Korea, but right now it involves all sorts of countries, U.S., Japan, China. It's pretty amazing, and the news media all over the world is talking about this is unprecedented. The tensions really started because of the fact that there is not an official end to the Korean War, and they have signed a ceasefire, but they have not signed a treaty that will end the war. And so this is just an ongoing problem since the end of, as you said, as the end of the Cold War, and it just has not been resolved.
And it is, I would almost say, frightening. Of course, obviously, we heard that the one that they tried to send up didn't end up working too well. But any thoughts about what might eventually happen? I mean, this could go so many different directions.
Well, it's very unpredictable, and I think that's what the general consensus is right now. We've got some unpredictability with how President Trump will address the situation. But on the other side, you've also got an incredible amount and a long history of unpredictability with the current leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, as well as his father, Kim Jong-il. And we just never know what to expect out of North Korea. Where will it go? Wow, if we had a crystal ball, that would this would be one of the questions we would ask. I think that North Korea is receiving a lot of pressure from the South, from South Korea, from the United States. But now the country of China has declared that they're going to start putting more pressure on North Korea. And so we can hope that this will be resolved and that tensions will ease. But I guess the bottom line is it's hard to say exactly where we're going.
And, you know, you and I both have similar roles. We're more observers of
exactly
these types of things. But do you have any suggestions, any thoughts? I mean, of course, there's one group of folks believe we need to take a hardline stance right now. Others not really feeling that way. But any thoughts along that line? Is there a perfect answer? I don't think there really is.
No. And what has been tried is both the carrot and the stick. The carrot is incentives to North Korea to play nice. Originally, they were developing nuclear capabilities to generate electricity and to diversify away from fossil fuels, and that was a very positive thing. But the former president or the former leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-il, he turned that into nuclear weapons research. And so we have had a very aggressive response to any negative behavior. And so the stick has been one approach, and joint military maneuvers and different efforts at trying to say, hey, look, if you are not going to play nice, we're going to punish you and we're going to make life difficult for you.
We have about a minute left if there's anything else you're wanting to highlight right now.
Yeah, and the other side is the carrots, the carrot approach. And the best example of a carrot approach has been the Sunshine Program. This is South Korean-owned assembly plants that are inside North Korea, and they employ lots of people. They are also a major source of revenue for the North Korean government. And so if they play nice and if they abide by the rules, then they're given these financial incentives. And so I guess where we're going forward is a lot of unpredictability. We don't know what's going to happen, and the two different approaches, a carrot and a stick.
Thanks again for your time. We've had with us cultural geography professor, Kansas State University, Dr. Jeffrey Smith.
Fascinating interview.
Yes. I wish we'd had more time. I wish he could have been on live. Unfortunately, his Monday, Wednesday, Friday availability is pretty limited. So
that happens with people that teach.
I know it
from
does.
From what I understand.
Yes, yes.
Well, and I think that that's going to be an interesting conversation starter here this morning as we have open phones time. We've got some other subjects, obviously,
sure,
that when it's open phones time here on KMAN's In Focus, we let the listeners basically drive the topics.
Exactly.
But we threw out some suggestions. And you know, we have this story on earlier this morning about bunkers, underground bunkers sales are going crazy because people are a little bit unnerved by the activity, not only in North Korea, but also in Syria. And, you know, I saw the other day that the most searched topic on Google is World War III.
So people are getting a little nervous.
I think some people are, yeah. You know, and I think there are a lot of people that are just, you know, they just try to detach themselves. They become somewhat immune or, you know, just don't participate in the discussion. Don't follow the news because, my gosh, there's so much that's going on. And now with social media, it's just overwhelming sometimes of all the different things that are out there.
Now, you and I both, I mean, you were a little bit younger, but you probably also remember the Cold War era to some extent, although you would have been pretty young, early 60s. You were, yeah, never mind. But I know I certainly remember them.
I've never been called younger.
You're younger than I am. I mean, I used to have nightmares as a little girl because we were building this fallout shelter in our basement, and I would have these nightmares of people banging on the door trying to get in. And, you know, just, and I still, I have been a while since I've had one of those, but I grew up during that era when you had the fallout shelters and you did the drills.
We did the drills in school when I was a kid.
So you do remember that?
I do remember those, you know, and they were kind of disguised as, you know, tornado drills at the same time, I think. But, you know, they had that old phrase, you know, if this were a real emergency, put your hands between your legs.
And like that's going to do you a lot of good. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, and it's kind of funny because, well, I guess I shouldn't say funny, but back in those days, all these missile sites that popped up around the nation, including one just down the road at Wamego
that became
a big LSD lab. Biggest one in the nation.
Took a tour of that several years ago when Sam Brownback was still a senator. He got a few of us reporters got to go down and look, but that was fascinating.
I bet that would have been.
Because
that looked like that was just like
huge.
A Taj Mahal inside from some of the pictures that I saw.
Well, I remember him even kind of making a sort of a joke about, boy, I guess the LSD trade must be a lucrative
must be good.
One or something to that effect, because they had marble tubs where they, I guess, would cook or do whatever you do with LSD. I don't even know. I mean, they had all
marble.
This fancy stuff. Well, they had fancy shower room, and I mean, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of other extracurricular activity as well. Yeah, I don't know how long that guy was operating in there, but he's still incarcerated. Probably will be for the rest of his life, isn't he?
Can't remember his name, you were around when that happened.
Yeah.
I actually came in a little bit after that big arrest was made. And I know actually it continues to get interest just in this last year. I know there was a national team that came in and wanted to talk to some of the original players and that whole thing. So.
Yeah. In fact, there was a documentary I saw on TV about that. 916 News Radio KMAN. We have a phone call. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on KMAN's Open Phones with Kathy Dawes and Dave Lewis. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi
there.
If you were going to research World War III, what would you look under? A look into the future? A prediction of the future? How would you research World War III? I've just got up late this morning. I guess it hasn't happened yet. But I don't know how you would do that.
I think that there just seems to be a lot of anticipation. And there's a number of articles out there that say, you know, we are on the brink of World War III.
I just looked it up just on Google for the heck of it. You want to Wikipedia, if you're curious, actually has what it says World War III, and Third World War are names given to a hypothetical third military conflict to World War I and II. Terms have been in use since the end of World War II. Some have applied it loosely to refer to limited or smaller conflicts.
You know, that's what we do a lot. We speculate things up in our mind, and we have innuendos, and people all of a sudden say, hey, did you know we're going to have World War III?
But believe it or not, when you Google it, all kinds of things pop up, I got to tell you. I mean, that just shows you.
People don't have anything else to do to sit around the game and make stupid stuff up.
Well, I know. I've had to look it up myself, but believe it or not, there's a lot of things you could look at with it. So.
Better go get that missile site over at Alma or over at Wamego and get in. I don't think there's any LSD left, but maybe we could find some in the cracks. And then when the damn thing hits, darn thing hits, then we'll have LSD and we'll be happy, happy, happy.
Among other things. Thanks for the call.
Thank
this
you for
morning.
The call. 537-1350 if anybody else wants to make remarks.
9:17 in the morning. I'll tell you what, let's take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, I understand the deadline has passed for submitting the community survey.
Oh, okay.
At least from what I understand, it was through from March 6th through April 6th. But it's still online. I filled it out yesterday online.
So yours doesn't count?
Apparently.
Aw.
Please. Hey, Ron.
He'll be on tomorrow. You can take it up with him then.
Ron, Jason, staff, look at the one that got submitted during the Royals game yesterday because it's very poignant. Back with more of K-Man's In Focus. Open phones. We'll talk about the community survey and some of the things that we want your response from, not only if you're a city resident, but if you live outside the city limits of Manhattan, some of the things that you would like to see improved in Manhattan.
Your KMAN Morning Show has been brought to you by your locally